Brexit Doomsday Preppers. Ultimately, every American can learn from Britain's Brexit Doomsday Preppers. Brexit Doomsday Preppers are preparing for a total economic collapse in the United Kingdom. Chiefly, the Brexit Doomsday Preppers fear food shortages and empty supermarket shelves. In addition, many Brexit Doomsday Preppers fear shortages of medicines and even pet food, The Guardian reports. Notably, the Brexit Doomsday Preppers are middle-class Brits who do not trust their government. In particular, the fear is that Prime Minister Theresa May has no plan to deal with drastic economic changes. What are the Brexit Doomsday Preppers afraid of? The major concern is that British retailers will not receive shipments of food and merchandise from manufacturers on the continent of Europe. Instead, British ports could detain trucks and trains carrying food if customs inspections of shipments resume. Presently, there are no customs inspections between Britain and France because both countries are part of the European Union, EU. Nonetheless, the United Kingdom may leave the EU because of the Brexit movement. As a result, customs inspections could resume and bring imports to a halt. Significantly, Zero Hedge reports that May's government is holding drills to see how customs inspections will work at the port of Dover. Trucks could back up at Dover because it's the British end of the Channel, or Channel Tunnel. To explain, trains run through the Channel between Britain and France. Additionally, most of the trucks traveling between Britain and France move through the Channel on these trains. Brexit Doomsday Preppers fear for families. Meanwhile, Brexit Doomsday Prepper groups such as 48% Preppers are gaining more and more followers. Particularly, 48% Preppers gets between 100 and 200 requests to join a day, The Guardian claims. A typical Brexit Doomsday Prepper is Jo Elgarf, who lives in a London suburb. Elgarf estimates her stockpiles contain enough canned and dried food to feed her family from around a month to 6 weeks. However, Elgarf cannot stockpile two medicines that her daughter Nora needs to stay alive. To elaborate, Britain's national health, single-payer healthcare system limits Elgarf to a month's supply of the medicines. Notably, many Democrats plan to bring single-payer to America this year, Politico declares. Elgarf is worried because the medicines are manufactured in Europe. In fact, she fears running out of the medicines after Brexit. Brexit Doomsday Preppers prepare for empty supermarket shelves. Interest in prepping is high in the United Kingdom because Brexit can still occur in April. Specifically, the Brexit Doomsday Preppers are afraid that May's government will not negotiate a new trade deal with the EU by then. If no trade deal is in place, then customs inspections could eventually resume. Negotiating Brexit is tough because both the EU and the British Parliament must approve a Brexit deal. So, if both sides do not agree, there could be a hard Brexit and a resumption of customs. Furthermore, shipments of food and other goods could halt until they work a new trade deal out. Supermarket shelves could also be bare under these circumstances. As a consequence, Brexit could lead to food rationing in the UK for the first time since the 1950s. Middle-class Brits are turning into Brexit Doomsday Preppers. "I don't identify as a prepper, but I am prepping," a woman only identified as Helena explains. "I always thought preppers were a bit batshit crazy and am quite surprised to find myself in this position." Tellingly, Helena is stocking up on toilet paper, dried falafel mix, canned tomatoes, and cereal at her home in Cardiff, Wales. Moreover, Helena is stocking up on food for her dog Charlie. "I don't really trust the government to look after me. I certainly don't trust them to look after my dog," Helena tells The Guardian. Oddly enough, Helena isn't expecting empty store shelves. Rather, she sees Brexit prepping as an insurance policy. "I don't think it's scaremongering to protect your family," Helena says. "We must watch Brexit because such extreme economic disruptions can occur on this side of the Atlantic as well. For instance, President Trump made threats to end all trade with Mexico in October 2018. Given these circumstances, stockpiling food and pursuing gardening may be the only ways to ensure your family will eat. Ultimately, every American can learn from Britain's Brexit Doomsday Preppers. You may also enjoy reading an additional off-the-grid news article, "Wise Preppers Don't Just Stockpile Food. They Do This, Too." Or download our free 55-page report that discusses the 77 items you must have that instantly vanish from store shelves in a panic, gone before you get there. What are your thoughts on the Brexit doomsday preppers in Great Britain? Let us know in the comments below.